Hey roadies, this is Aubrey. You may have heard me often talk about my colleague and my brother, Jimmy IV, creator and host of the Sexy Cool Lounge podcast. I've had the pleasure of being a guest on his show, and he's been on mine. Now, Jimmy IV is a published author. I repeat, a published author, and you've got to run, don't walk, to your nearest Kindle to download his Legacy Collection. It's a trilogy of powerful short story ebooks that embodies love, family, and resilience. Each story touches the heart in a very special way, and they all teach us a lesson in legacy. The trilogy consists of The Card Game, My Life Lessons, My Dad, My Hero, Thanksgiving, The Matriarch's Table, A Thanksgiving Conversation, and Aldrich 9, Guardian of the Rainbow Veil. Check them out, and when you do, please leave a review and show some love. And thank you all. Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. My special guest is a pioneer in regenerative medicine, from treating elite athletes at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to UCLA to the U.S. Navy and more. He's introducing a breakthrough in non-invasive stem cell therapy that is transforming recovery and performance. His book, The Future of Regenerative Medicine, dives into how topical applications are reshaping how we approach healing and productivity. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Dr. Tom Reed to the show. Dr. Reed, it's so great to have you here. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm excited about this. Thank you very much. And anything that has to do with educating your listeners, I'm into it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to unpack this, and I can't wait to hear the insights that you share. I know a lot of our listeners are active people. They're people who want to, and they do practice, you know, a daily regimen of physical activity. But what I'd like to do first is if we can just kind of take a step back, and for the benefit of the listeners, Dr. Ree, can you start us off by just describing regenerative medicine? I mean, is this medicine that regenerates cells or regenerates muscle? What's regenerative medicine?
So regenerative medicine is a broad kind of topic. You think about anything that you're trying to basically do, regenerate tissue, if it's to enhance your performance in an athletic kind of sporting event, mm-hmm. or is it because of an injury you're trying to recover, or you're trying to prevent that aging process, you're trying to recover faster. Mm-hmm. So it spans through everything from like equipment that you may use to engage your own tissue to like, you know, heal or, you know, circulate more of that growth factor in your body. Or could it be like a, you know, like maybe a substance of like food? And then it goes down to like, you know, tissues of like stem cells from the umbilical cord. Then you go into some application, either injection or where the future is going is topical application. So regenerative medicine in its whole scope is basically just trying to regenerate your tissue so you can have that youthful, energetic, healed tissue.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I know you mentioned injection and you know, you mentioned topical as well, which we'll cover topical here in a little bit. My understanding is injection may be the current traditional standard. Can you share with the listeners, you know, some of the obstacles or challenges that athletes today face with this standard traditional method of injection?
Yeah, great. So an athlete, they have two seasons, of course. They have an on-season, off-season, right? So off-season is where they do the recovery. They want to go ahead and do everything they can to get their body back to normal. Because take an NFL player that abuses themselves. I mean, these things that they go through during a game and practice, constant contact. They would say they would equate that with like an auto accident every hit. You're just doing collisions. Yeah. So your body goes to that process, you know, you damage tissue, you recover, and you quickly have to recover in that 1 week period, sometimes even shorter because you may have a football game on a Thursday instead of a Sunday. So shorter time to recover. So you're always constantly trying to get your body back to its normal state. So off season is when they try to get the best of their body tuned in so then we can get ready for the next season. But during a season, it's hard to get that type of recovery because, you know, you only have so much time into the next game. So when someone has a damaged tissue and you want to go into the regenerative world, you think about injection, stem cell therapy. Well, the problem with stem cell is that it's applied in an injectable way. So when you inject the patient, well, you have the primary injury. Let's say it's a knee and maybe it's a patella tendonitis. So you have a primary injury. But then when you put the syringe in there, well, you make a secondary injury. So now you have to recover from the actual secondary injury site. And then you have to have that type of tissue to kind of like blend into that properties from the stem cell world. So then your downtime is probably like 2-3 weeks. So athletes don't have that kind of luxury of having 2-3 weeks off during the season. So they move into the next step, which is pain med. They want to just mask the pain so they can continue playing. Because in the NFL, your contract's not really guaranteed. It's more like performance-based. So you hear like $10 million, but it has a lot of these bonuses. Like you got to make these many touchdowns, these many snaps, and just all kinds of these incentives that they want to be on the field.
Yeah.
So regenerative medicine in the pro NFL world is very obsolete. You don't do that because of that downtime. So that's why you think about, well, how do you apply it? So the worst thing that you want to do is have that downtime for the injection. So then you think about another process. And that's how I developed the topical side of it, where you can just apply it where there's no downtime and you just apply it and it goes to the skin and it gets the damaged tissue and heals without, again, that downtime.
I see. And I'm going to apologize in advance for asking this question because you know, obviously I'm not in the field, but wondering, you know, the topical goes over the skin, it works through the skin. And is it using the same concept, say, as a Bengay, you know, with working through the skin, having, I don't know, a strong mentholated type of, I don't know, scent or feel or is that something totally different?
Aubrey, that's a great question. When you hear about things like Bengay, Icy Hot, these pain creams, these topical pain creams, what they're doing is they're masking the pain. So you're not really regenerating. You're not healing tissue. What you're trying to do is basically, it's almost like I have a sprained ankle, but I'm going to punch you in the eye. You're going to feel that black eye I just put on your face instead of the sprained ankle because the hierarchy of pain has exceeded the one from your ankle. So like, oh, I don't feel. That's what this kind of pain cream is all about. So Bengay, you feel that heat sensation. Goes, ooh, I don't feel my pain anymore because topically, I feel the sensation of my skin. So that's that world. When you look at regenerative medicine, you're going to the source and you're turning it on. So think about like what we have in our body. We have these tissues that have the ability to heal itself. But the problem is it's kind of sleeping. It's kind of dormant. They call it senescence. It's stabilizing, but it can't do any of that cell division or like, you know, growing tissue. So you need a signal from some other source in their own body that has that kind of deteriorating weak signal. So you want a bigger signal. The signals could come from plants or human tissue like the Wharton's jelly of the umbilical cord, a young, vibrant tissue like that that helps grow that placenta umbilical cord real fast. Take that same signal and put it in your body. And the great thing about that, it turns on those sleeping cells, regenerate. That's what this is about. It signals are so strong in your body that it really responds to that information and goes. So we have the ability. We just have the right information to do things.
That's amazing. So this is addressing the root cause. There is no masking. Is that right?
Correct. Exactly. So like I said, when you hear about those other topical pain creams,
yeah,
that's what that is all about. It's just masking the pain. It doesn't do anything more than that.
I see. No, that makes a lot of sense. And Dr. Ree, I really appreciate you clarifying that because I think that was the first thing my mind kind of drew to, right, is that. So Is it safe to say then, all in all, a topical application of this regenerative medicine would and could address the root cause and heal a lot quicker than the traditional injection method?
Yeah, because number one, you have the primary injury that you're dealing with. The minute you do an injection, you got a secondary. So you now have two sites of injury. You've got the primary and the secondary. So now you have to combat that. So now when you take the topical, there's only the primary. There's no secondary. So now you're just taking and just dealing with one injury site instead of the secondary with the syringe or the needle, right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's fantastic. The best thing about this is that the downtime and the risk factor, because not only are you thinking about the downtime from injection, when you invasively go through your skin with a needle, well, if the needle's not clean, the surface is not clean, now you're thinking about the bad thing, infection. You don't want to get an infection deep in that joint. Now you're looking at a problem that you don't want to be involved with when it gets systemically through your body.
Yeah.
And then you're fighting, your first sign is like, why do I have a fever? I haven't been in contact with anybody that's sick. Well, it's because of that injection. It has a little bit of like maybe a virus or a bacteria. Your body's combating that along with the injury site, along with other stuff. So that's why needles are presently being used. That's why you see a lot of people clean the area, clean the needles. That's why you have to be in like a clinical setting when you do the injection because of those risk factors of bacteria or viruses.
Gotcha. So one of the things that I guess we as people do a lot when it comes to injections, whether it's for vaccination or for blood work or anything that requires an injection, is relying upon the body's natural ability to regenerate the tissue where the injection happened. So when you say there's two points when you do the injection, one of those you're mentioning is the actual injection.
Yeah. So, when sometimes you get like either an IV or a vaccine shot, you're kind of bruised like days after the injection. Sometimes it may even last a couple of weeks. Well, because you damage the area. So your body's first response is to fight whatever came in there. So it's going to create the inflammatory process, right?
I see.
Yeah. It's going to inflame. It's going to fight whatever it's going to do. And then when it wreck it, so think about a vaccine. A vaccine is basically a kind of like a non-nucleus type of dead virus that goes to your body, and then your body quickly makes an antibody. So you're introducing something that won't replicate in your body, and your body makes its antibodies, and you build this immune system in this artificial way. But during that process, there's a lot of steps in there. You have to burn a lot of energy to do this kind of process. So you can imagine just for a little simple vaccine, it has to do all these processes. And sometimes you'll get a little fever. Your body thinks it's got some type of virus, but it's not really there.
Yeah.
So take that same scenario and do it with the injection. And then that's your localized area of combating that. So it's always that secondary injury site that slows things down for the healing.
Gotcha. That is a good reason why I guess it would take, well, part of the reason why it would take longer using the injection method for that healing because of that second spot being the injection site. And it's moot when you're dealing with a topical application.
Absolutely. This is where the future is going. People don't realize that there are absolutely in the past and the present right now, injectables is a standard to deliver these, what they call bioactive biomolecules, small little, they call it cell-free type of molecules. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have the right type of transdermal agent that gets through the skin, you've got a thick piece of skin. You have a piece of skin that's called a stratocordium. It's pretty thick, right?
Yeah.
If you can get that thing and release this bilipid layer to open it up, you can get things through there, especially in those small little diameters,
Yeah.
Once you get that through there, it's in you. Now, the fantastic thing is you avoid an injection. That's where the future is at. You're going to see a lot of drug delivery systems that are not going to be using needles. It's going to be, simple because you have the oral, right? Everybody knows about a tablet, but there's going to be topical application localized in that particular area instead of like a, let's say you have like an infection or something like that. You've got to take an oral so systemically it covers your body. Well, let's say you have a swollen knee or an ankle. Instead of taking that oral Tylenol, Advil to attack that knee, the topical, you know, stem cell has this property for anti-inflammatory and regenerating property. So now you can go locally right to that place without the injection. It's a topical application.
Got it. And speaking of topical application, Dr. Ree, from an application standpoint, from a sports medicine standpoint, if you could give us an idea from a usage ratio of how widespread or widely known or widely practiced topical applications of regenerative medicine is now alongside injection traditional methods, would you say that it's still in its infancy, like 20% to 80%, or is it more even, or is it like 10% to 90%? What does that ratio look like when you put the two together from a usage standpoint and practice?
Yeah, so that's a great one right there, because Regen is the first to develop the topical stem cell, mm-hmm. regenerative medicine world. So because, you know, I developed this topical application.
Yes.
It's been in the public arena for about a year and a half. Okay. So I have some NFL players utilizing this topical application, but for the ratio, we're talking about fraction, you know, like fraction of percentage. Oh. Yeah, it's not big yet.
Okay.
Because it takes time. Yeah. So, you know, like anything else, it's a blessing and a curse to be the first. The sure. blessing is I don't have no competition. The curse is I've got to educate a lot of people, because everybody understands that, you know, regenerative medicine, downtime, I don't want to do it during the season, and it's injection. Then you have to kind of educate them. Topical. Why topical? It's a process that, you know, it takes time. And, you know, there's so much science behind this that I really don't want to go into too deep of right. natural science. So it's like,
right.
it's just understanding that these athletes, they enjoy it. They have a better outcome without the injections, and they have a better season. So once the other players see that, then it just kind of like trickles down to and expands out that way. So again, as far as the percentage between like, you know, injections versus topical, right now in the NFL world and in the whole general public, it's a fraction compared to probably 99.9 and my 0.01. But the neat thing about that is that you're going to see the trend increase. You're going to see that ratio eventually flip here soon. You know, I would love it happen like next week, but, you know, it's going to take some years for this thing to happen. But
yeah,
so that's where I really, that's what the book was about. So when I wrote the book, it was talking about all the questions that I heard over and over again. So I said, let me go ahead and answer these questions in the book. So when people have questions, right. read the book. Right. So the book really explains about stem cell therapy, regenerative medicine, the past, the present, how it evolved, and where is it going as future tense. And that's what this book's about. The future is about stem cell, regenerative medicine, and the topical application and how it's going to evolve that way. So the neat thing about that book, there's two versions of that book. There's a scientific side of it where people can really follow along if you really love that kind of like that molecular biology world. Or you get to get the layman's version where you can follow Jeff's journey into discovering stem cell therapy and how to, you know, solve his knee problem, and then where the future goes into the topical side of it.
Right. I see. Man, it's so great for you to have like two flavors of the topic, from the in the weeds scientific context to following a case study or such as someone with a knee injury. That's tremendous. And again, Dr. Ree, I want to thank you for just giving the listeners a bit of context in terms of where, from a visibility and awareness standpoint, regenerative medicine currently is through topical applications. So thank you for definitely sharing that. I won't go into down a rabbit hole of questions from a marketing standpoint and getting the word out. However, I would like to ask you about, in just about everything, right? We have like an over-the-counter DIY type of product. It could be any kind of product X, you know, and this is something that is safe enough and easy enough for, let's say, an ordinary ordinary Joe to go to the store, pick this product up, and read the directions and use it, versus something that is, I want to say more commercial, more it's higher industrial. It's not necessarily a DIY, but it's something that should be practiced or overseen by a professional in whatever that field is, right? So when it comes to this topical application, is it something that your initial approach would be those who practice physical activity at a professional level on a more frequent basis to address, you know, those areas of pain? Or will this be something that, say, your everyday weekend warrior who plays pickup games every Saturday and Sunday, that may have a nagging, problem in their ankle, let's say, could possibly use down the line?
Yeah. So, I see a lot of professional athletes. Yeah. So when they talked about regenerative medicine, on season was obsolete. So I was trying to fill that void. So I had a quarterback. He had an Achilles tendonitis issue and used regen. He helped me formulate it to turn it up, down, basically kind of perfected it. The good thing about that is he was able to play the whole season without that injury, hampering his season, and even got better. So the neat thing about that, I'm thinking that, well, if it works in the NFL environment at the high caliber level of that pushing and really taxing that tendon out, well, then I can back it down to that weekend warrior. So now I apply it, and we look at patients that have those, repetitive injuries, tendonitis, and osteoarthritis. Anything that you have to regenerate tissue, that's what it's good for.
Yeah.
So now you look at just civilians, not only weekend warriors, come on down even more in the sense that we can have just people that sit in the office and they have that elbow pain from overusing their mouse, right?
Yeah.
So that lateral epicondyle with a tendonitis issue, that mouse, because they have to lift that finger up and down so many times that it starts irritating that elbow. Well, because it's repetitive movement, you got to quickly regenerate. And sometimes because we have to constantly use our mouse, we don't have time to rest. So again, regenerative medicine, regen, topical, perfect example of what you're talking about. It will get down to that level. So we expanded it out. And here's a beautiful thing. So right now, regen is in the process is that it goes to a provider and the provider dispenses to the patient. So it's professional use only. Mm-hmm. In the near future, we're going to expand out to the OTC world. When it goes to the OTC world, FDA OTC, now it's in the hands of everybody. You can go anywhere, go online. You can get in your hands, and a cost, think about an injection cost. The injection costs between $5,000 to $15,000 for these injections per body part. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Because, think about the process. You've got to get the provider. You've got to get a clinical setting. You've got to get the actual tissue. And then, you've got to do a lot of things. So then when you look at taking it into your own home and you're applying it on yourself, you can eliminate the cost of the clinic, the physician, and then now you're just taking the topical and applying it yourself. So it's going to be directly right in your hands. And the neat thing about that is that cost of $5,000 to $15,000, right now there's a cost of it, but it's going to eventually get down to an even minimal cost of less than $100. It's going to be in your hands, and it's going to do the same type of action as those injections. So that's what my goal is right now. So, I'm excited about that. We're doing a lot of R&D and right now we're in pod study, and we're excited at what this thing is going to mature into. So there's a lot of good things going on. And the neat thing about this whole adventure is that there's nobody out there. There's nobody out there doing this. Everybody's in the pain cream is masking it. You're just, kind of diffusing the pain by saying, all right, well, we're not going to solve the issue, but we're going to diffuse the pain out in a different area. So you don't feel your pain, but you feel the actual masking element. Well, we're going to go to the source. We're going to get into that skin. We're going to get to the damaged tissue and regenerate that tissue. That's what's exciting about it right now. So, that's the future, and hopefully it's going to be a short future.
Yeah, that is incredible. I mean, absolutely fascinating, Dr. Ree. Going to the root cause, regenerating that tissue, not masking it. I mean, with like you said, the topical creams, that mask, you know, sure, you don't feel anything for a little while, but as soon as that wears off, you know, the pain is still there. The tissue tearage and rippage is still there, you know, and so, I mean, your application going to the root cause and regenerating it, I mean, that transcends any type of feeling you can get from masking, because this is a real fix, you know. Yeah.
That's what's exciting right now.
Yeah,
the excitement right now is that, you know, shows like this, your show, there's all kinds of information you can get from Google, AI, chat. Patients are starting to really command the intelligence of how to take care of their body, you know? Yes. So I'm excited about this. And then now when they discover that I can do regenerative medicine and not pay $5,000-$15,000, I can just buy this directly from storefront, online. It's going to be available to you. And then you can do this based on the information that's available in research paper. You're going to see a lot of things coming out based on what we're about to send out here soon. So we're excited about that.
Completely fascinating, Dr. Reed. Now, one of my last questions I have for you is when you look in that crystal ball, okay, of what you hope the future to be as this starts to evolve and take shape, what type of opportunity would this extend for our senior citizen community who, you know, there's a lot of senior citizens, at least, you know, with the generations like the baby boomers and then Gen X, obviously, taking those steps to try to be more intentional with just walking, just steady walking, right? And then there are some of those who are in, you know, during those twilight years and ages where just walking may sound something simple, but, you know, they have a problem with their calf or with their shin or with their ankle or with their hamstring, you know, or knee, you know. Could this potentially launch a revolution in senior citizens being more active and more mall walkers and park walkers and pickleballers and so forth, you know? And that's something I have a particular vested interest in, as my mother will be 80 next year. And she likes to stay physically active. She has two knee replacements, and her walking is kind of limited before she starts to feel some pain.
Yeah. Yep. That's the future. That crystal ball is exactly where you're thinking right now. Mm. So I know athletes, high performers, they yeah. have the great team that have the physio side of it, the nutrition. Mm-hmm. They have all the luxury that we don't have, right? But right. one thing that we will have that they have is regenerative medicine. So we are always thinking about lifespan. Well, yeah. you really want to think about the word active lifespan. You want to feel that activity at the later stage, 90, 95, 100. There's yes. nothing worse than being at that age and you're bedridden, you're sitting in a wheelchair, you can't yeah. really be out there and doing that Europe trip, that Asia trip. No. You want to be active. So you think about those variables that you're saying, hamstring, ankles, that limit your activity. You're like, all right, then once you stop moving, your body slowly deteriorates, right?
Yes.
It's called sarcopenia when you lose your muscle. You've got to stay active. So how do you stay active? You got to regenerate. You move. You kind of, here's the thing with exercise. When you exercise, you break down muscle tissue. Then as you rest, it builds bigger, better, stronger. So then you can do the same walk easier and then you go right. further.
Right.
So how do you do that process recovering from that first event? You've got to introduce something to turn those signals on and yep. then, you know, make those cells regenerate. And that's what the future is at. Regen will be that topical regenerative medicine is going to be that type of futuristic healer to expand that active lifespan, to have that person 90s and 100 plus to still be able to do those European trips, walk on their own, enjoy their life. You know, that's the biggest thing that I'm going to be excited about, is the future of where this is going to be in the hands of people like that.
Oh my goodness. You know, I have chills down my back as you were expressing this, Dr. Reed, because this is something that has, to me, almost limitless potential in getting people more active, and people who, I don't want to say they rest on the excuses, but it is a true legitimate reason why they're not as active as possible, or as they could be, because of this nagging, ankle or nagging knee, and now something like this can really give them a whole new lease on life and can open up a door of possibilities of not just being active and exercising and going out walking, but to your point earlier, traveling, seeing a 2 week vacation in Europe where they can, physically withstand what demands are for a trip like that, and so the possibilities sound endless, and Regen is leading the charge, it sounds like.
Yeah, like I said, I'm excited. That crystal ball. So the beautiful thing that I'm still in practice, so I see patients from all the way from the professional world to the elderly, and I see the common thread. So I see the groups of the active and the non-active. And when you have a non-active elderly, they decline very fast. I mean, you're talking, but the active person, they stay tuned into their body, and I see that that's their fountain of youth, activity. But again, you may have a sprained ankle, something else that's slowing you down. So that's why if everybody gets involved with Regen at that age point, or even before that, you're looking at expanding that active lifespan. So then again, nothing's worse than going on a European trip and you can't really enjoy the like hikes and be involved with. So that's why my patients, like I went on my trip and either the one that's active goes, I loved it, and the other one is inactive, like I had a hard time getting from the train to the bus to the plane. It was so stressful. I just stayed in the hotel room. So once I heard that, I'm like, I see what we need. This is the void. Let's go ahead and fill that void with Regen.
100%. 100%. So, Dr. Ree, how can the listeners learn more about the great work of your topical application of regenerative medicine and learn more about regenerative medicine in general and pick up a copy of your book?
So go on my website. It's www.regen, regen.com. And then you can read about, stem cells, regenerative medicine, and then the ability. And there's a lot of research paper in there. And then if you have a question, you can go ahead and, I think there's an info button or info@regen.com, and just click on that and then shoot me a question if you have any questions. And regarding my book, if you have questions about stem cell and really want to know where it came from, what's the evolution of how we got here and where the future is going? Well, my book is online at Amazon, and it's called A Future of Regenerative Medicine. And if you just say those words and then put down at the end, Dr. Ree, Ree, it'll point you right to that book. And then there's, of course, a hard, there's a paperback, and there's an audio. And audio is the best thing in the world because you can just sit back and hear the audio and then relax and go for a long drive and get ready to get that active lifespan expanded.
100%, or even take a short walk on a treadmill while listening to it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. So, Dr. Reed, we are going to put the website as well as the link to your book on Amazon in the episode show notes so the listeners can click the links, learn more through the website, order a copy of the book through Amazon while listening to this conversation. Dr. Tommy Ree, I can't thank you enough for coming on to the show. You know, there may not be a fountain of youth, but this to me, with its potential, it sounds truly, truly sounds like it could be as close to the fountain of youth as possible as we see this future unfold in front of us for regenerative medicine. Dr. Ree, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope we can stay in touch and maybe even bring you back on the show on the next breakthrough.
100%. I am excited to tell you what the next step of Regen is. So absolutely, I would love to come back and share that.
Oh, fantastic. Then going into 2026, we will stay in touch to try to make that happen as soon as we can in the year. So again, Dr. Ree, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And hey, look, you know, we may find that there are times in our lives when we struggle, right? We struggle in our daily adversities. But the truth of the matter is, when it all comes down to it, please know this, okay? There is always hope, and you're never, never alone. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. You know, we're all just roadies on this journey of life, but it sure feels good having you alongside of me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have.